Nou, zijn favoriete plekje hebben we nu gevonden. Het favoriete plekje van Paul. Er is veel handwerk hier. Alle lantaarnpalen zijn versierd met breiwerk, zeg maar. Ze hebben alles een beetje aan elkaar. Het is het favoriete plekje van Paul. Why?
Oh, it's just we're right in front of the church of Holy Trinity, right in the middle of the old part of the city. And when you look round, you've got 700 years of architecture all in the buildings here. So the church itself, Holy Trinity, they started to build in the year 1300. And by area, it's the largest parish church in the UK. It's not a cathedral, it's just a normal church. And then you've got the old grammar school with its dates on it, 1583, where the rich people of Hull had their sons educated. So there's a poet in England called Andrew Marvell, who was the statue here, and he went to the school, and that's another museum.
Oh, the museum also.
Called Hands on History. You've got the pretty street in Hull through the archway there, which is from the 1700s, Prince Street. In the 1800s, there's a big warehouse, which is now apartments. In the 1980s, they had more apartments and shops put here. And you've even got a pair of modern sculptures on the right-hand side where the blue poles are from.
That's a beautiful building.
And across, that's part of an institution in Hull called Hull Trinity House. And there's a, yes, you're right, there's beautiful decoration. You have the colourful royal coat of arms, the lion and the unicorn. And the female figure is Britannia, the goddess of the sea. And the man with the beard is King Neptune, the king of the sea. So that's all in the triangular pediment at the top of the building. Hull is great to stand and look up and see all the decoration.
Het favoriete plekje van Paul hebben we dan ook gezien. Hier het centrum waar er een aantal pubs is waar je ook kunt eten, zie ik. De Kings ligt er onder andere en ik zie daar de Kingston ligt ook nog. In elk geval zijn er ook in de kerk veel tentoonstellingen. Je moet maar eens kijken op de activiteitenkalender van Hull. Kom je ze zeker tegen. Informatie kun je vinden op de site van Visit Hull en East Yorkshire. Ook op de site van Visit Britain.